What do you want to know, Charlie Z?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so you all seen me beat Dan Marino on video. And then, off video, back-to-back fights in 2 days. I won. I scored 2 wins. By the way, congratulations to the Toronto Raptors for upsetting the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. It was an upset before the series started, but anyway, but once the series began, it was pretty obvious the Raptors were the true favorites. Anyways, brutally knocked out that Armenian thug, and then I beat Alex. And Alex, my friend, I don't really want to rub that win in. You know, I'm not rubbing anything in. I'm just saying. I'm telling you, you know, the truth what happened. That's very impressive. You know, you all seen the hand, the stitches, you know. Yeah, I broke some glass, and then I knocked out 2 people. That's some very impressive shit, you know what I'm saying? No, breaking glass is not a good idea. It's just, you know, some insect flew in my house, and, you know, yeah, I just punched it. But and then I punched some guy tried to attack me, and I literally, you know, had no choice. It came down to the point where I was like, I had to knock him out, you know. But with Alex, I was we were training and play fighting, and then eventually, you know, I caught him. But that's the truth right there. I am the truth. The Charles going off the greatest of all time. 281 wins, 0 losses. I'm only 30 years old, about to be 31. So officially at 30 years, what I've accomplished, some people that go on to live 90 to 100 years, they don't accomplish. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, a dick here or anything like that. I'm just being truthful, honest, and realistic. You know what I mean? That many wins is unprecedented. Nobody's ever done it. The win count will obviously continue. I'm just going to take 4 to 6 weeks off. That's what they told me. I mean, when they stitched me up, my hand. I'm a boxer. I need my hands, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at Kevin Durant, man. I don't want to be like that. No, I mean, like, his injury is more serious, a lot more serious, obviously. But hold on a second. What I do is boxing beats basketball. I love basketball, but boxing is just a whole different level, man. You know, and bare knuckle boxing, street fighting. Street fighting is very dangerous, both physically, legally. Well, it's not for me, because unless somebody has a weapon, but God forbid. Yeah, so God's protecting the goat, man. So did you hear how me and Camilla were kissing? Look, the thing is this, now the retards, the haters, I don't talk to those people. I just see, like, on the side once when I watch, like, a basketball video of, like, you know, NBA Finals, you know, interviews and highlights and stuff like that, since the Raptors won, it's over. I see on the side, like, with these clowns, like, they title the videos and saying, oh, 31-year-old is kissing his girlfriend or whatever. And they called my girl a hooker, you know. All you retards got exposed yesterday, man. Do you understand that hookers don't kiss? They don't. That just doesn't happen. They don't do that. You got exposed, like, big time. Like, you don't. It doesn't feel good. To all the trolls out there, literally all of you, and I know you're listening. To all of you that what now? You don't like being proven wrong, right? Bad feeling, huh? Okay, well, then stop provoking me. Why are you provoking a professional boxer who's proven himself time and time and time again, over and over, the greatest of all time? Why provoke? You know what I'm saying? And then when you go in knowing you're going to get exposed, you know, like, what's the point? You know, what, to round me up? So you people, you haters need help, man. If you get a kick out of another man getting mad, I mean, anybody would get mad. Anybody would get pissed off. A bunch of retards would just, you know, talk shit. And then indirectly, I'm explaining why I recorded me kissing my girlfriend. You know, to anybody saying, like, oh, that's immature, shut the fuck up, man. No, it's not. When you got all these clowns talking shit, saying, oh, where's your girlfriend, where's your girlfriend, why are you alone, alone? Did I sound alone yesterday? Yeah, like, what if I'm with her right now? Do I have to record it too? Get the fuck out of here. Yesterday, you clowns got exposed. Boxing. Let's talk boxing. Now, what I said earlier, the video got deleted, Instagram deleted. I don't know. I want to knock out Buster Douglas. I think because I have his number, I talked to him before, he called me. I mean, I don't care what they say. I don't give a fuck. You know, if they say that, like when I beat May with a senior, right? Oh yeah. All right, you see that? You see those hooks? Yeah, right there. You see that? There you go. That's how you finish a motherfucker. That, I dropped him. He gets back up, and he took a beating for about 2.5 minutes, and then at the very end, I knocked him out. I never turn you back in a fight. Look, I mean, sucker punch, whatever. But what happened before that sucker punch? What was happening? Zonal versus Mayweather. I mean, come on. I was dominating the guy, you know, all over the ring. The whole he's old excuse. Hey, he challenged me. Even my own critics, like I'm not talking about the retards, I'm talking about the actual like critics, you know. Even they said they're like, hey, you know, like obviously I won, but they said nobody forced Mayweather to get in the ring with Charlie. He challenged Charlie Zonoff, so he got it coming. He got knocked the fuck out. Floyd Mayweather beat the original Floyd Mayweather. Right there, motherfuckers on video. See that? You see that right, left? Yeah, pay, take motherfucking notes, man. And go home and do your fucking homework, motherfucker. Charlie Zonoff is the best. There you go. Nobody beating me, man. There's not a single fighter on this planet that can beat me. I keep at, like, people can still ask me. It's pretty fucking obvious. Then I beat a Marine. I injure my hand. They tell me you can't compete for, you know, at least, you know, a couple weeks. 4 to 6 weeks, even when you heal, still an extra few weeks, you know, the 4 to 6 weeks, so you 100% come back 100% to the ring, to the gym, whatever, you know, bare knuckle, everything I do. Yet I still win two fights with an injured hand that I proved the stitches, you know, everything on Instagram, you know, everywhere, YouTube. So I don't, yeah, I'm not really back on YouTube. I just posted some great ones, you know. Instagram's what I use nowadays. The screen name used to be called Pound for Pound Champion Charlie Zonoff, but I changed it to 281 wins, zero losses Charlie Z. But yeah, so that screen name is gonna keep going up. Meaning, you know, the number. But as of right now, definitely gotta relax and enjoy the victories. And but yeah, my girlfriend Camila, you all heard. Me kissing her yesterday. How do you feel now? BoxRec? BoxRec.com. I knocked out Deontay Wilder, man. Hey, he's your heavyweight champion, right? Well, I'm the heavyweight champ. I beat him. You understand that? If you go by the bullshit BoxRec crap, look, I'm not close to. I'm 165, 170 at the most to walk around. Well, no, sometimes more. But I'm saying like recently, in the past like 6 months, I'd say. 165 to 170, 165, officially. You know, yeah. So it's like super middleweight. And when I beat Wilder, I was 160. I was 5 pounds lighter when I beat Wilder. So I come in the ring and I knocked him out. That's it, man. Long story short, man. Yeah, oh yeah, that was the worst night of Deontay Wilder's life, man. He goes in the ring, super cocky, you know. They said he came in the ring like the Undertaker or some shit, whatever, that WWE. But whatever, man. But when I hit him with that left, he flew like a motherfucking cannon flew in his face, man. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Z, the greatest. Haven't done these radios in a long time. I don't do them anymore. Maybe I'll start again. We'll see. It's definitely better than that streaming shit. You know, those clowns. You know, yeah, not a good idea to talk to toxic people. That people just want to, you know, stir shit up. And something I want to make clear: I don't even when the retards make videos, or they don't make them that much. I don't listen. I don't watch them. Like, Milo made a video, and I didn't even click on it. Like, I saw it on the side. I didn't click on it. I didn't know a word he said. And that's it, yeah. That's how you beat your critics, you know. I physically beat the living shit out of Tempo. I mean, just go right now on YouTube, watch the photo. Look at that. Okay, pay attention when I'm hitting Tempo, all right? See, I'm hitting him with that right, and then I switch to the left. He's so frustrated, he doesn't know what the fuck to do. The Temple doesn't know how to fight. Everybody knows this. Come on. And then I switch right back to the right. Bam. Gave him two rights right there. And he just got out of there. He's like, fuck this. And then I made fun of him after the fight. I said, I beat you. That's it. So, and he was like the main bully, you know. He was just going around, you know, just coming up to random people and just, he wasn't even fighting. He was just talking shit, you know. But and he knew that I would swing at him. So he came to fight and he got knocked the fuck out. He got obliterated. Then I punked him at court. Then I punked him again when he came by to return the phone. That chapter is over for good, man. Yeah, I mean, 33 punches to 2. That is probably the most lopsided fight in the history of one of the most lopsided fights in the history of combat. Maybe the most lopsided fight when I destroyed Temple. Yeah. So. But yeah, Camille Zelenov, she didn't take my last name, but we're like, you know, we're serious. But look, yesterday, actually right here. Yeah, like, I want to enjoy my girl to myself. I don't want to, like, this is not a fucking reality show, man. This is real life. I don't want to record every goddamn thing. Like, you know, like when Kim K, like, you know, no offense to her, but. I liked Kim a lot. I just moved on. I can't wait forever, you know what I mean? That's it. I'm saying these retards on the internet, I don't talk to them anymore, but like a few of them just pissed me off with the whole, you know, hooker thing, you know, calling her a hooker, and they're saying that I'm kissing hookers and shit, but it's pretty obvious watching that video that was not a transaction, that was my girlfriend. We're fucking making out on video, seriously. When I said thank you for the water. I asked her to give me water. You dumb motherfuckers, man. It's unbelievable how some people just get jealous of another man's success, you know, whether it be boxing, girls, everything. You know, just well, here's what I got to say to that. Build your own success. You can't, right? So that's why you got to hit on other ones. I think the whole goddamn world would agree with me on that one, pretty much. Normal people, at least. So, yeah, 21-0, BoxRec has been defeated, obliterated, demolished, and exterminated in every way possible that can be explained. I mean, I beat your heavyweight champion, physically got in the ring and hit him. You understand? It happened. It's actuality. It literally happened. You know? And Joshua gets knocked out by Taco Bell boy, by some fat fucking bum, by some fat nobody, literally. They hyped him to the point like where a whole country is behind this guy, you know, England and all that. Like I said, I love England, UK. I'm just saying, but the whole country, you know, was brainwashed with this clown. And I kept telling everybody, I'm like, I'm the GOAT, I'm the greatest. And I called Joshua as a gem, and I even called him. He kept clicking like a little bitch. Oh no, that fight's off. That one off Joshua's off. If you actually know, what am I gonna get out of beating a clown? I'd rather beat the fat bum than beat him. What would I get out of beating the loser? They're all losers. I'm just saying, he's like the ultimate loser. You know what I'm saying? What am I beat Deontay Wilder. See, with Deontay, it was different. Me and Deontay had beef for years. We don't talk anymore. But I mean, the challenge is always out there for Zelenov Wilder 3 because that's the fight that the fans want the most in the history. If me and Deontay Wilder fight a third time, I mean, we already got more hits than Ali Frazier. But if we fight for a third time, oh, that's it, man. Everything that Tyson, Ali did, yeah, that's. And when I hit, I'm too strong. I got, like, when I beat him, I was 25 years old. I was obviously the GOAT even at that time. Well, I was the GOAT since I was 21 years old, I should say. 2010, 21 years old. When I beat Hakeem, that's when I became the GOAT for the second time, the rematch. That's it. That's when I started, like, I was already getting fully polished, everything, with all the punches, left hooks, right hooks, everything was just coming natural, like, effortless, you know what I mean? And once I realized that, I made it public, I said, hey, look, you know, like, I'm truly the best fighter, this is, you know, this is real, this is actuality, it's going, it's happening, I'm beating the crap out of it, and then I just kept winning and winning, look at me now, I'm just knocking fucking two people out in 2 days. I mean, like, literally fighting every goddamn day, every week with an injured hand. I mean, injured hand, nothing can stop me, nothing. Haters try to stop me. I mean, have been in jail, came out of jail. Jail can't, nothing will stop the goat. Just remember that. I want everybody to remember that. I don't commit crimes. I'm saying that if a motherfucker runs up to me on the street, you bet he's getting knocked out, and that's what's been happening. Alex is my dog. He's my homie. What happened? We were training. He was like, he was using, instead of the mitts, I don't, because I haven't done that in a while. I don't need to do that. It was just for fun. He was using his hands. And then we started play fighting. And Alex is not a boxer. He's a street fighter. I'm a boxer. The greatest boxer. Yeah, that. And, by the way, this is a victory radio show for all the wins. I mean, shit. Because I don't do these radios anymore. So, panel radio. Yeah. Everybody who's listening, welcome back. This is the best boxing radio in the world. Boxrec.com is a joke. Like I said on Instagram, oh yeah, everybody go on my Instagram. 281 wins or losses, Charlie Z, one word. Maybe I'll probably need to put pound for pound champion back because that's more convenient for people to find. You know what I'm saying? I also got another one, zone off 281. To be zoning off 250, but I haven't used that one since February 8th, and then came back on it and posted some videos, but I got my main Instagram, so. But yeah, I got one hell of a female, man. She's so fucking beautiful. Mike, come here, baby. And she came. Look what happened. She came. What? Okay,
okay,
Jim, talking.
Okay.
Wow. Oh.
Thank you for coming.
What was
nice
you? Hey, so, what now? You still gonna talk about Nicki Minaj? My nigga. You heard that, man? Denzel voice. My nigga. You hear that, man? Fuck. Motherfucker, I'm 281 and 0, and I gotta prove that I got a hot female. Come on, man. Wake the fuck up and get off the pipe, motherfucker. You, whoever the fuck's still talking, man, I'm letting you know, man. Get off the pipe, son. 281-0, motherfucker. Gonna be 300-0 by year's end. I'm predicting October I'm gonna be 300-0, maybe even September. Filmed myself and then kissed my girl. You could see my face in the video, and yeah, like, I showed Daria. I don't want to show her face because, well, actually, I showed, like, Rodney, like, my close homie, is Big Mike, you know? But, nah, because there's stalkers and shit like that, yeah, and they make stupid videos and all that. Like, I wouldn't, YouTube has turned into a complete mess, you know? It used to be a great website, now it's just trolls, you know, literally. You know what I call the haters? Retard Nation. Yeah, that's what I call them. So, there you have it. I'm on a whole different level, man. I don't, I can't talk to people that small time. And then they're just crazy sick people. I don't watch their videos. I don't, you know. That's it. Beat everyone's ass. And 280 was one hell of a win. Brutal knockout. The guy was out cold, literally. Witnesses saying me defend myself. So he literally came up with fists and tried to swing at me, and I connected and knocked him out. So I'm not a counter puncher. I rush everybody. I'm a power puncher, boxer puncher. Very elusive, very fast. Like that fight with Kevin Luka, for example. That fight is so underrated. I mean. No, it's not underrated. It's everybody knows it's a great win, but it's not talked about enough. I mean, look at that. Seven. Okay, first of all, I hit him with a four piece on his head, right? That's, like I said, first of all. Then, second of all, then I gave him seven uppercuts. I mean, that is just amazing. Like 11 punches in a matter of seconds, I hit the guy. What do we? 11 out of 11. I mean, and these clowns like HFH, Retard Stanley, Troll TV, those are like the only guys that are still hated. Milo, you know, Milo said he. No, but you know, here's what. You can't deny that kind of shit, man. You know, assault, 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 hooker, 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 assault. I mean, dude, come on. These people need help, man. For three consecutive months, I've been ignoring these guys. They've been making videos, and it's like, dude, I'm ignoring you. Why are you still talking about me? Why are you still trying? Why are you still messaging me? You know, why are you still talking about me? Why are you still, you know, dude, I'm ignoring you. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I don't care what you're thinking. That's it. You know what I mean? Yeah, the haters know how to trigger me, but I know how to pull that trigger a lot better than them, though. Meaning when I connect my punches, like Tempo, you know? Tempo triggered me. What happened to him? I pulled that trigger, man. Right, left, that's it. He got killed. He got destroyed. You know? So, that's it. I'm a fighter, and I'm a fight. I fight with an injured hand and still win. I fought with broken fingers and still won. I've been through all the adversity, man. Dijon lost. Let's do a rematch, me and Dijon. But see, again, on my terms, the gym I say. He doesn't want to do it. I recorded the punk. You don't want none. Yeah, against Deontay Wilder, I'm just saying. Like, turn that fight on right now. All right, see that? I was in the ring, like, literally for 10 minutes before he got in that motherfucker. Deontay Wilder had jitters. I had jitters, too, but he had more jitters than me. So there you see me. Look at that confidence, though. Look at that fucking confidence as I'm walking up to the so-called heavyweight champion of the world, and then I show him who the real champion of the world is. Bam. Pop. See how I left her? Son bitch flew. Fucking fool like a motherfucker. Sniper hit him, man. I snapped his ass with that left hook, man. God damn. That's what I call power.